Phoenix FM and Resurrection, new music from Manchester band Chemtrails, Detritus Andronicus. That single is out. Actually, it's not out for a few weeks yet. December the 15th, that one's coming out. Drop 19's before that, Boston band, who've just released their third album, their first one for 30 years. It's called Hard Light. It's out now. That's the track I've been playing from it over the last few weeks. The price was high. Another band active in the 90s, although maybe the later 90s rather than the earlier 90s, are Slater Kinney. And they've got their 11th album, A Little Rope, which is out in January. From it, this is Say It Like You Mean It.
local free food.
Dance, 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 dance
FM and Resurrection. First, you heard Charlie Stone and Free Food. Solo track from the ex-Salad and Gay Dad guitarist. And to be fair, she's been in a million bands. And still is in a million bands. More power to her anyway. That song came out on November the 3rd as her current single. And Idols after that, the lead single from their new album Tang, which is out on February the 16th. That track features James Murphy and Nancy Wang from LCD Sound System. That is, of course, Dancer. Another brand new single and very hotly anticipated album as well, especially from me. It's the third album due for release next year from Adwaith. Their first two albums are great, particularly the second one, Batto Matto. Played that for ages and ages and ages. Now this is the current single from their third album. This one features James Dean Bradfield on guitar as well. This is Addo.
Gods are here. couldn't tell you nothing further. I couldn't lie, couldn't write something random. I can tell that it's too much to handle.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That is Pacifica and the final track on their current album, Freak Scene, their debut album, Silent Affection. Looking forward to seeing them. I think they're playing the Academy in Islington now. And I mean, I have bought tickets, but they changed the venue. It was going to be the old Blue Last, but they've obviously sold more tickets than they thought. Anyway, really looking forward to seeing them in a couple of weeks' time. The Shop Window before that, and A World Where We Remain, a band who I have seen live at the Academy in Islington. It was the Upstairs, but they're a great live band. And that's taken from their third album, Day's Dream, which is out next year. One of my favourite albums of this year was another return to form for a band who haven't made music for a long time. Tennessee band Be Your Own Pet, who released their first album in 15 years, Mummy, back in August. Mummy spelt with an O, as per the American way. This was a lead single from it, and this is going to be one of my favourites of the year when I do my list in a couple of weeks' time. This is Hand Grenade.
I'm not afraid. I lost it, I really lost it. I showed you the line, but you
looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. Distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue.
down to Old Street Thursday night.
In the sea, that sounds nice.
Talking shop with my colleagues.
Did we do the same degree?
You said less to me all week.
Got to go, I'm in a league. That's alright, that's alright. If the money's alright,
22 grand a job.
In the city, it's alright,
22 grand a job.
In the city, it's alright,
22 grand a job.
In the city, that sounds nice. It's alright, it's alright. In the city, it's alright, 22 grand a job. 22 grand a job. 22 grand a job. 22 grand a job. In the city, that sounds nice.
Cut. Phoenix FM and Resurrection, The Rakes and 22 Grand Job from 2005 from their debut album Capture release. Always think there should have been more Rakes records in the world. Sadly, it never happened. Blur before that and the lead single from their current album, The Ballad of Darren, which came out in July. That was The Narcissist. Now going to squeeze in a few oldies between now and the end of the show, and this one always seems to pop up on my timeline on social media from time to time. Such a great single from a top 10 album from February 1996. The album was This World and Body from Manchester band Marion. This is Sleep.
See you.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. There's a band I saw at the Leeds Festival, I think, in about 2003 or 2004. The Stills. They were from Montreal. Great band. They had a debut album, Logic Will Break Your Heart, out in February 2004. And that was taken from it. Changes Are No Good. Echo Belly before that. And Four Letter Word from their second album, On a Top 4 album from 1995. And if you're an Echo Belly fan, the good news is they are writing and recording a new album as we speak. Definitely looking forward to that next year. A band who won't be writing and recording a new album anytime soon are Elastica from their chart-topping self-titled album from 1995. This is Stutter.
Out of my view, and it's never the time.
she's real pretty and she's real into you, and then she's sleeping inside of you. I don't blame you.
the Darling Buds and Isolation from 1992's third album Erotica, and Rilo Kiley and Portions for Foxes before that from 2005, and Los Angeles band featuring Jenny Lewis. Well, I think I saw live at Latitude a few years ago. That single didn't chart, but I always kind of feel it did for some reason. Don't know why. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I've reached the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. The podcast will be in the usual places again, and I will be back next week. I was away for a couple of weeks, even though I was still doing the show while I was away, of course, as you know, and it gave me an opportunity to finally finish, fingers crossed, the absolutely brilliant biography from Mickey Beregni from Lush. A real eye-opener, really interesting, really well-written, great to read about her life growing up and her early days in the band. And, well, the whole thing, really. Made me appreciate the music a little bit more as well, digging out songs that I wouldn't have otherwise played. So I'm going to leave you with some Lush. This is taken from their third and final album, released in 1996, reached number 8 in the charts. The album was called Love Life. This is a duet with the band's friend Jarvis Cocker. This is Ciao, and I'm saying ciao to you too. See you next week. Oh, I'm sorry, that was really cheesy.
Wonderful, now that I'm old.